I like the desert for short periods of time, from inside a car, with the windows rolled up and the doors locked. I prefer beach resorts with room service. But liberals have been in the desert for several years now, and I'm worn out. Some days I hardly know what to pray for. Peace? Well, whatever. So the morning of my birthday, because I couldn't pray, I did what Matisse once said to do. I don't know if I believe in God or not, but the essential thing is to put oneself in a frame of mind which is close to that of prayer. I closed my eyes and got quiet. I tried to look like Mother Mary with dreadlocks and a bad back. But within seconds I was frantic to turn on the TV. I was in withdrawal. I needed more scolding from Donald Rumsfeld and more malignant celebration of what everyone agreed in April 2003 was a great victory for George W. Bush. So we couldn't find those stupid weapons of mass destruction. Pick, pick, pick. I didn't turn on the TV, though. I kept my eyes closed and breathed. I started to feel crazy and knew that all I needed was 5 minutes of CNN. I listened to the birds sing outside, and it was like Chinese water torture, which I'm sure we don't say anymore, but I'm not sure what we do say now. Then I remembered the weekend in March when 11 million people in the world marched for peace, how joyful it was to be part of the stirrings of a great movement. My pastor, Veronica, says that peace is joy at rest, and joy is peace on its feet. And I felt both that weekend. I lay on the floor with my eyes closed for so long that my dog, Lily, came over and worriedly licked me back to life. That cheered me up. "What did you get me for my birthday?" I asked her. She started to chew on my head. That helped. Maybe the old left is dead, but after we've rested a while, we can prepare for something new. I don't know who on the left can lead us away from the craziness and barbarity. I'm very confused now. But I know that in the desert, you stay out of the blistering sun. You go out during the early morning and in the cool of the evening. You seek oasis, shade, safety, refreshment. There's every hue of green and of gold. But I'm only pretending to think it's beautiful. I find it terribly scary. I walk on eggshells and hold my breath. I called Tom back. He listened quietly. I asked him for some good news. He thought. "Well," he said finally, "my cactuses are blooming. Last week they were ugly and reptilian, and now they are bursting with red and pink blossoms. They don't bloom every year, so you have to love them while they're here." "I hate cactuses," I said. "I want to know what to do now. Where do we even start?" "We start by being kind to ourselves, Annie. We breathe, we eat. We remember that God is present wherever people suffer. God's here with us when we're miserable, and God is there in Iraq. The suffering of innocent people draws God close to them. Kids hit by U.S. bombs are not abandoned by God." "Well, it sure looks like they were," I said. "It sure looks that way to their parents." "Well, it also looked like Christ had been abandoned on the cross. It looked like a win for the Romans." "How do we help, though? How do we not lose our minds?" "You take care of the suffering." "But I can't get to Iraq. There are folks who are suffering and miserable here, too." After we got off the phone, I ate a few birthday chocolates. Then I asked God to help me be helpful. It was the first time that day that I felt my prayers were sent and then received, like email. I tried to cooperate with grace, which is to say, I did not turn on the TV. I asked God to help me again. The problem with God, or at any rate, one of the top five most annoying things about God, is that he or she rarely answers right away. It can take days, weeks. Some people seem to understand this, that life and change take time. Cho En Lai, when asked, "What do you think of the French Revolution?" paused for a minute, smoking incessantly, and then replied, "Too soon to tell." I, on the other hand, am an instant message type. It took decades for Bush to destroy the Iraqi army in 3 weeks. But I prayed, "Help me." And then I drove to the market in silence to buy